Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. Welcome home, everybody. This is your sacred space to connect, open your heart, and get in that receptive state where all the magic and the miracles reside, where prosperity flows, where grace is ever present, and the possibilities are infinite. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive all the blessings that are ready and available for you. I'm so happy that you've chosen to be with us today. My intention, as always, with this gathering is for joy and love and soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and throughout this entire sacred energetic space, welcoming in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together, so we may all realize greater peace and purpose and prosperity, which is our birthright. So today I'm excited to introduce you to a new speaker to the show. My co-creative partner for today is Sue Storm. She's also known as the Angel Lady. Sue is a prosperity consultant, and she's an expert in angel communication. We're going to talk about angel miracles for success in all areas of your life. You're going to gain really a better understanding of the angels and how they can help you create success, and how you can thrive by having an angelic support system. You'll learn a variety of angel first aid techniques to bring joy and prosperity into your life and receive angel guidance with your life's purpose. Sue is an author. She's a speaker. She's a prosperity consultant, as I mentioned. She has this special connection with the angels that provides accurate, at your fingertips information to jumpstart all aspects of your life. And her expertise in the field of business is unparalleled. Through angelic guidance, she's able to provide the direction that you need to make better decisions and to attain maximum success. She's been on over 5,000 radio and TV shows worldwide. She's the author of the Angel First Aid book series. And today you're going to have the opportunity to connect with her and hear from the angels so that they can give you some assistance in making the right decisions about moving forward in your life. We'll talk about ways that you can recognize messages from the angels and just receive some techniques to really allow for some angel miracles to happen. As I mentioned, we are going to connect with you guys live with the callers, so we're excited about that. Press star 2 to raise your hand, and we're going to get to lots of calls later. I want to mention that if you are going to raise your hand to connect with Sue and the angels, we're going to want a real specific question, okay? And Sue is going to give you the name of your guardian angel, and she's going to allow you to ask a specific question. So that's going to be super fun. And I guess that is it for my intro. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Sue as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, my dear.
Thank you so much, Carrie. The angels are all excited. I see them bouncing around on their tippy toes. Yay!
Oh, I've been so excited about it too, Sue. We're going to have a wonderful time. So, you know, since this is your first time on the show, you know, I know you've had 5,000 appearances or so in all over the world, but for this community, for those who are new to you, Sue, how did it all start for you, your connection with the angels? How old were you, or when did this happen? When did it start?
Okay. So I was 18 months old, and I was wrapped up in my blankets, and I was starting to suffocate, and the and somehow Archangel Michael notified my mom. She was downstairs, I was upstairs, but he just appeared, and of course she knew there was a problem. So he ran upstairs. I had already started to turn blue, and my lips and stuff, and but she was able to save me. And even though I was very young, I can still remember seeing five angels flying over my head. I didn't know what they were at that age, but they were white and beautiful. and a really strong sense of peace came over me. And I have to tell you, Carrie, this is interesting. When I was writing the book for Barnes & Noble, they published my last book, and when I was doing that and I said that there were five angels, they wouldn't put it in there because they said at that age I couldn't count. But when you're having an angelic experience,
right,
you can count. I know there was five.
Wow.
So go ahead.
Was Archangel Michael, did he become sort of your go-to guide? Or
yes.
Okay.
So then at 4 years of age, I heard an adult male voice that would guide me and talk to me and tell me if I was going to sit down and play a board game, I'd know if I was going to win beforehand. And he would tell me all these things and protect me. And I didn't know, I called it my little man, and I didn't know that everybody didn't have one. I didn't realize I was different until many years later, and I don't know how much you want me to go into the story, but then I found out my little man was Archangel Michael. Do you want me to go into a little more detail in the story? Okay. So after I was actually a grown-up and had a daughter who was 11 years old at the time, I heard my little man say, make a writing room. So I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe I'm going to write a book someday or something. And I took one of the bedrooms in my house and I broke down the beds and put in an office. Yeah, they basically made it an office with a computer and everything. And then forgot about it. And 6 months later, the women who wrote the book Angels Speak, there, which was number one. Bestseller, New York Times bestseller. They were woken up in the middle of the night. Trudy was from Connecticut, Barb was from California, and told to go to Chicago, find someone who was very interesting, and awaken them to their angel gifts, and edit their second book for Simon & Schuster at her house. And I had a writing room. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Wow.
Frankly, I had not read their books. I knew who they were. I had heard about them. But at the time, I really didn't know I was dealing with angels. I just knew I had my little man. Mm-hmm. And so they came to the house, and they edited their books here, and they told me about my gifts. And as soon as I realized that, I had the woman who was helping me at the time call Borders, and I said and asked them, did they want me to come and talk about the Angel Speak book? They did, and Borders sent me to 22 stores in 6 months around three different states because I was so good and they enjoyed it. When they found somebody that was really could bring in a crowd, they did that. So that's how I started. And then at some point, I said to Archangel Michael, is it time for us to write a book? And we have since written three.
That is wonderful.
That's the basic. Isn't that amazing about the writing room?
It is. It is. I remember that lady. I had her on my radio show years ago.
Yeah.
I can't remember. The Angel Speak.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an interesting story, Sue. And so now, I mean, you've spent your... I mean, how many years have you been doing this now, working with people and giving the angel messages? It's been a long,
lot of years.
Yeah. A lot of years. Okay, that's
we'll
good.
Leave it at
we'll
that.
We'll leave it at that, yes.
Okay.
As we say in unison, yes, we'll leave it at that.
A lady doesn't give her age.
Exactly, exactly.
Lots of experience, though.
Definitely. So do you, okay, so now when you're working with people, and we're going to take callers, we have so many hands up, we're going to do that in a little while. Like you were telling me before we went live, you don't consider yourself a psychic. You receive the messages. Do you hear them?
Yeah.
Or how do they come to you?
Yeah. Okay, sure. I hear them, see them, feel the angels. I can see them around people if I want to. I have amazing gifts. I have what I call an X-ray vision. I can be talking to someone, you know, somewhere in Europe, and I can sort of tune in on what's going on inside of them. I can tune in on their issues, if, you know, with their permission, but I can tune in on their issues. I just have a great sense of knowing. I hear it. Sometimes they type in front of me. Sometimes they tell me the words. But I'm more like, I would say, an interpreter because or a translator, because someone will ask me a question, which is why if it's a very specific question, then I relate that to the angels. The angels send the answer back, and then I give the answer. So that's the way it works. That's how I do it. And just wonderful gifts that I don't take for granted. That I'm just thrilled.
Well, I love that you share them so openly and generously. And you know what I was curious about, Sue? When did you realize that you could specialize in the whole area of prosperity? Because I know that you're known for your expertise in that field. Did people just start coming to you with those kind of challenges and you realized that you had the ability to help? Or
okay, here we go with another story.
I love the stories. Bring it on.
So I have always been interested in business. When I was young, and other girls were playing with dolls, I was at my father's desk helping him out. You know, I was always playing business, interested in business, you know, for some reason, very unusual, but I was. And my husband is no longer alive, but when he was, he and I ran a bowling business together. So he was out on the road selling, and I was in the warehouse packing and shipping and stuff like that. And it was one evening, and the ceiling just opened up, and this booming voice of God came down and said, "Sue, you have to help people." And I was standing there trembling, and I looked up, and I said, "Okay, God, what do you want me to do?" Mm-hmm. I didn't get an answer at the time, but I knew my life was never going to be the same. I was not going to be somebody selling bowling balls. That wasn't going to be what I what I was set out to do or what I was here to do. So at that point, I knew the Theosophical Society was near me and that they had a place where you could put in flyers. So I made up a flyer that I was a healer. You know, I did that. I figured I could do that. And people came to me, and as they were coming to me, what I heard from my angels was, you need to specialize in prosperity, because prosperity to the angels means everything is in alignment. It means eager and vigorous growth. It doesn't mean just financial gain. It means happiness and relationship. So specialize in prosperity, which I did. And once I started specializing in prosperity, then businesses, corporations, I was a keynote speaker at the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. I started in many, many different places that they would call me to be the keynote speaker and to help. And then I started doing business consultations. And basically, I do a whole lot. I work with CEOs and presidents and of companies and lots of vice presidents and different executives, and I just help people with their careers. And it doesn't have to be you have to be somebody important to call me, because eager and vigorous growth is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So what about this whole topic of life purpose? Because when you're working with people with their careers, with their business, do the angels step in and support you in identifying that for people? Is that part of the whole prosperity support that you offer?
Yes.
Or what happened? Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's not like on the show today, if somebody calls and says, "What's my life's purpose?" I can't do that without feedback. That's something we would do in the consultation. I need more feedback but I will say this. If you're listening, your life's purpose is something that was unique and different about you before the age of five. And if you stop and think about it, I had my little man before the age of five. So I need feedback to help someone. But my second book, Angel First Aid, about RX, Prescription for Success, is about finding your life's purpose and following it. Because Archangel Michael tells me when people know and do their life's purpose, there's less bumps in the road. So if you want to be happier, more prosperous, things aren't going well for you, finding your life's purpose and making that switch is what's going to make the difference. That helpful?
Mm-hmm. It is helpful. And what is your perspective on miracles, Sue?
Okay. All right, so here we go on
miracles. Similar to mine, yes.
Okay, so here we go on miracles. One time, and again, I'm able to move my energy up to the angelic realm. So one time I went up to the angelic realm and I said, why do miracles happen up here so often and they don't happen on earth so often? And the angels gave me a definition. They said, the molecules move faster up here in the angelic realm.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I have an affirmation that I tell people, angels make the molecules move faster to, and then what are you looking for? To bring me the career of my life, to help me find the home I'm looking for, to, so there is a wonderful affirmation. Get those molecules moving faster. And you'll see miracles. And the other thing is, look for little miracles. I think it's a miracle that we're talking today, Carrie. I'm looking for...
yes, me too.
It's a miracle. All kinds of little miracles happen in your life. And the more you concentrate on the little ones and be appreciative of the little ones, the more the big ones come in.
Oh, I so agree. Sue, I don't know if you know that last week... my daughter had two weeks ago, she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And
oh, no.
We were preparing for surgery and all of, you know, it was quite surprising for all of us. And anyway, last week, the doctor, her neurologist said, you know, Taylor, can you just come in? I want you to come in and we're going to do these brain scans again. And she did them again. And he looked at her with his mouth open and he said, you know, Taylor, I'm speechless. He said, you know, it's gone. Cancer's,
whoa,
it's gone. So I've been like celebrating that miracle. And I totally agree with you. The more we just expect and focus on the mini miracles, these big miracles do happen. And so
that's
when I found
wonderful.
Out, you were here today, and I know your perspective on miracles. I was like, oh, this is so perfect. I'm in the momentum of miracles. So, I love what you said, too. Can you repeat that affirmation about what was it?
Oh, sure. Okay. Angels make the molecules move faster to, and then whatever you're asking. Very simple. If it's a long, involved thing, just ask for something simple. Make the molecules move faster to bring me happiness and joy or whatever you want. But don't make it a whole long, you know. And if you have
keep
a couple of things you want, do it twice. Don't add a lot to it. And another thing that I say, Carrie, is I say if you're asking for some specific miracle or if you have three things you need, take time and focus on one. So for 2 weeks, ask for miracles to bring you the finances to buy a new car or whatever it happens to be, and then go on to another one. Otherwise, you dilute it and your concentration isn't as strong.
Yes. Focus on one miracle at a time.
That's it.
One magnificent miracle at a time. So what about, a few people wrote in about this similar question about seeing the repeated numbers, Sue, like 1111 or what is your take on all of that?
Sure. Numerology is very important, and I follow it, too. And for some reason, now I'll hear the angels talking to me. They're going to tell me something to tell your listeners. Yes, but I find that 3 fives is angel kisses. And I look for numbers too. Lots of eights is the most powerful number, the money number. So I think that's important.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what they said. So if your address, count your address. Like my address is 1038. So if you add up your address and see what it comes to, and then add different numbers to it so your address is something different. In other words, people will say, why is there a 3 on a sticky note above your front door? I'm so different. Anyway, it's because my address comes out to 3, and if I add another 3, then it's 6. 6 is steady affluence. And so why not have steady affluence over your front door?
Right. So, do you really have a sticky thing over your door?
I really do. You can come see.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Okay, well, thank you for addressing that, because a few people wrote in about that, the significance of the angel numbers. And what does 1111 mean to you?
You know, 11 is a master number, but I actually don't know. Definitively,
yeah.
I don't know what 1111 is. Let me ask the angels. What are they saying? They're just saying,
okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
They said a damn good number.
It's a good thing.
Yeah,
yes.
They have a sense of humor, too. It's a good thing we have hands free, because I used to go around laughing at my angels, talking to my angels, and people would look in the car and think there was really something wrong with me. Now everybody's talking in their car.
Yes, exactly. Okay, what about people who want to learn how to communicate with their angels on their own? Do you have any guidance or suggestions for that?
Sure. Start with something small. And a visualization that I use is thinking about sitting on a park bench with Serena. Serena is the angel of nurturing, the top guardian angel. And you're sitting on a park bench with an angel, and ask her a really simple question, like, Serena, do you love me? And you'll either hear something, and it comes quickly, hear something, you'll feel something, you'll move forward, there will be an answer. So I guess you have to practice, like playing a piano, you have to practice chopsticks before you can actually play a song.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to your angels, ask them a very simple yes or no question. Eventually, you'll get to the place where you can ask something longer and get a longer answer. But if you have a two-part question, which is what I'm going to ask you when you call in to do not give me a two-part question, take one at a time. Or if you do call in and have a two-part, we'll do one and then we'll do the other half.
Right.
And
okay.
Then just try that, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to give you my remedy for seeing an angel?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So here's.
Yes, please.
Okay. So pretend like you're at an art gallery, and there's a great big golden frame, a wooden frame, and it's empty, but the frame is there. And so ask your angel to appear in the frame and say, angel, show me what you look like, appear in this frame, and they'll appear.
Hmm.
You know,
anybody can try that.
Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but angels tell me life is easy. We just don't know how to live it, and and they put that perspective in. They help you just make your life easier, whatever you're looking for.
Yeah. Yes. What about, and we're going to take some callers soon because there's so many hands up, but in terms of raising a person's vibration, what suggestions do you have for that? And do you feel that that's something that people should do on a daily basis, as often as possible? You know, is that what you do to stay in connection with the angels as well?
And the answer is yes, I do.
Yes.
But my affirmation for that is angels raise my vibrations an octave. That's a musical octave.
Oh.
Do, re, mi, so,
angels.
So,
right.
A musical
raise
octave.
My vibrations
an octave.
An octave.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And do that twice a day. Don't do it more than twice a day, because you don't want to be too spacey. You want to just get your vibrations up. Okay.
Right.
So Carrie, just in hearing me say that, I could feel your vibrations go up.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
I felt that too.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
So, and it's important because like attracts like. And if something you want is at a higher vibration, you need to get your energy up higher, your frequency up higher, so you can catch it. So it'll be in your realm of flow, realm of possibility in your flow.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a soulmate, if you're looking for a new job, raising your vibrations is important. The other thing that I do, and I'm really good at this, is finding blocks to success and reversing them quickly so that the blocks are gone and then your vibrations can go up. It's one thing to ask for your vibrations to rise, but it's another thing to be so clear that they go up quickly.
Mm-hmm. So what are the blocks that you typically see when it comes to people, you know, whether it's blocks to prosperity or love or their soulmate? I mean, is it something that you can identify right away or
yes,
quickly?
That's what makes these consultations so wonderful because, and honestly, sometimes it still amazes me. I think, after all these years, that was great. You know, I'm amazed at what the angels can do and find and how we can, you know, really discover something. I'll tell you a quick little story. A lady came to see me who had a master's degree, but for some strange reason, no matter what job she had or what she did, she could only earn $28,000 a year. And that's an odd number, you know, it's not 30, it's, and she couldn't figure it out. So we went in, and what we discovered was that when she was 10 years old, she overheard her mother say, women can only earn $28,000 a year. And she was holding on to that and didn't even know it. So within a few months, she was making 40. And I haven't had contact with her for a while, but I'm sure she's way up there.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's incredible how little things like that stay in our subconscious mind and they can really block our success. So when we're taking callers through, and I'm also going to take some from the webcast because many of you have written in as well, you are going to be letting them know the names of their guardian angels. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you said three, so everybody has three? Okay.
Yes, everybody has at least, there's three major ones, at least one archangel and two guardian angels. And knowing who they are, helps you identify your life's purpose. That's one of the reasons that I do this. Because if you have children or grandchildren and you want to know a little bit more about them, knowing who their guardian angels are helps as well.
Okay. So when we take our callers, what do you need from them? Just their name or what information do you need?
Sure. Just their first name. And and then we can give them the names of their guardian angels and then take their question and go from there.
One specific question, everybody, and that way we can get through as many callers as we can. And then if you want more time with Sue and the angels, we'll talk about her special offer, which includes a private consultation with her. So, okay, Sue, are you ready?
I am.
I'm excited. Okay. All right, I'm coming out there to all of you. Again, it's *2 to raise your hand. Many of you already knew that because the hands are up. Okay, first caller that I'm going to is, 714. 714, you're live.
Hi, this is Barbara. How are you?
Hi, Barbara. Wonderful. Okay, Sue.
Okay, here we go. So, Barbara, your archangel is, and by the way, write these down or do something to remember them because they only give them to me once. That's an interesting thing, too. I can't repeat them afterward. So Gabriel is your archangel, and Gabriel works with messages, arts, invention, and communication. And by the way, he's saying, you have a really big heart. He said, your angels love you. They adore you.
Thank you. I love them.
That was worth calling in for, wasn't it? All right.
That's so true. Thank you.
And then you also have Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A. And Lorena is the angel of divine grace, and there's lots of grace around you, I hear. And your money angel, I always find out what the money angel is Jeremiah, who's the angel of financial security. And he works with solid foundations for material growth.
Good crew that you have there, Barbara.
I
do.
And they're on guard, they said. They're on top of it. So you should be doing really well.
Well, the question I have is I'm having a really hard time keeping my kind of being motivated. I don't know how to ask. I'm having a really hard time working on a project that I've been working on for more than 2 years, and I'm in the final stages, and I'm just not feeling I need to finish it, and I'm not. And I'm tired of finishing it. I don't know. I'm not doing it the way I would want to. I'm not doing enough.
The energy to getting it finished is kind of gone. It's like you've had it with the project. I can tell you some angels, though. Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N-N, is the angel of efficiency. I don't have one who's a closer. Finishes, but we have and Nancy's the angel of productivity. Being productive. Ask your angels for help because it's time for you to just get it done and get on with things is what I hear.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just sitting
here
tired,
support.
Yeah, thank you. thank you.
Okay, Barbara. Thank you, sweetie. Take care.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller is area code 250. You're live.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Cool. Hi, this is
cool.
Marianne.
So let's. Once I give their name, we'll just go right into the angels. Does that work for you, Carrie?
Okay. Absolutely.
And did I get the name?
Marianne.
Oh, that's your name, too?
That's my name.
Well, that's interesting. We were just talking about Marianne. That was an angel. Okay. So your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. He also works with divine justice, and when things aren't right, it really bothers you. Divine justice is important to you is what he tells me. And then you also have Robert, who's the angel of balance, stability. And he helps out a lot. And what's missing here is a money angel. Is money missing from your life?
Completely.
I can't find a money angel. Oh, my goodness. All right.
We need to give her one.
We're going to give you one. Katrina is the angel
of
prosperity.
Marianne, thank you. You're going to become best friends with Katrina. Okay. I'll let you continue.
You have a question?
My question? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting, two issues, but they're kind of related. The justice one is important to me, and balance. And they're kind of related, which is also, it's kind of like being fed up with things to the point where I don't want to be out there.
Okay, so we're going to do, it would be great for you to get the consultation, but what we're going to do now is the angels raise my vibrations an octave. We need to get your vibrations up so better things and miracles happen for you. Use that affirmation. Okay.
I'll say it one more time, Sue, that affirmation.
Sure. Angels raise my vibrations, plural, vibrations, an octave.
An octave.
All right. Why don't you say it out loud for us, and
we'll
feel your, yeah.
Okay.
Marianne.
Angels, raise my vibration an octave.
And make it vibrations plural with an S.
Angels, okay. Raise my vibrations.
Ooh, and they just went up. They just went up. I felt it. Way over here.
There you go, Mary.
A couple times a day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And best wishes to you. Thank you. And stay and remember Katrina. Okay, Marianne?
Okay.
All right. Take care, sweetie. Okay. Next caller. I'm having fun. Okay. Area code 81. Whoa. That was loud. I'm going to go to the next caller here. There was a lot of background noise there. Mm-hmm. Area code 207. 207. You're live.
Hi, thank you very much. My name
You're
is
welcome.
Maureen.
Maureen. Oh, okay.
Maureen.
So, Maureen, your archangel.
Maureen.
Say it again.
Excuse me. Maureen.
Oh, Maureen. Okay.
Yes.
You must have been you must have been Maureen in another lifetime or something, because that's what came through. So your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and that's the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. That's your money angel, and it's the top archangel for money, so great for that. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking, and Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, is the angel of happiness. You have happiness, positive thinking, spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. Can you beat that?
That's pretty good, Maureen.
No, certainly not. However,
where are they falling down?
Oh my goodness! However, my question is:
yes. Did we lose her?
No. Oh. I'm thinking how
she's
to
formulating
word this.
It.
Mm-hmm. What am I blocking myself with from receiving?
Okay.
What I know I am truly and functioning in that manner all the time. What am I blocking myself with?
I can't do take the consultation, take the package, because I can't do that in just a quick answer. But let me just say they'll give you a message.
Okay, take
it easy. You're being too hard on yourself. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, and it'll be quick.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody I could talk to? Which one should I talk to about this?
Okay. Well, the one that seems to be raising one that is raising their hand is Cornell, angel of decision making. You have trouble with decisions.
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's the one.
You have a new friend now, Cornell.
Thanks.
Cornell. Mm-hmm.
Cornell.
Okay, Maureen. All right, my dear. Maureen, I hope that Cornell.
Carrie, can I interject a little thing here?
Of course.
I say confusion causes craziness. So check with your angels, talk to Cornell, call for the consultation, you know, let something that's a problem go over and over and over in your mind, and it gets worse and it gets harder and it gets more difficult and pulls you down, because the angels can give you that perspective, that answer quickly.
Okay. All
thank
right,
you.
Maureen.
Does that
help?
You're welcome. You're very welcome, Maureen. Take care of yourself, okay?
Yes.
All right, my dear. Okay, let me see. Where are we going next? I'm going to area code 760. 760, you're live.
Hi, me?
Yeah. You.
Hello? Fine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome,
what's your
thank
name?
You. Diane.
Diane,
and,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to go right into your angels, Diane.
Thank you,
you have Rachel, the angel of inspiration, and they tell me you're an inspiration to those who know you. And Rachel brings uplifting messages. You also have, this is interesting, Kevin, the angel of friendship, and that's not an angel that comes up very often, but you really are a good friend. And it's a wonderful quality to be a good friend. And then your archangel is also Michael, guidance and protection.
Wonderful.
And I'm
thank you.
Ready for your question.
Well, my question is, I have seen some angels, and I've felt them, and I've seen them in my mind's eye several times, but sometimes only two at one time and five at another time. But I've also been told that Metatron was my angel watching over me since I was an infant. Is that possible to have different angels at different times and more of them, or is it just three, or what is it? I'm confused about that.
That's a great question. Excuse me. So sometimes when I cough, it's a really important answer. Metatron is with you. He is watching over you. There's no two ways about that. But the other answer is these three angels are with you your whole life. However, others can come in. Others can you can call on them. Anybody listening today can call on any angel they hear, even though it's not one of their specific angels. And part of the package is an angel guide. It's a list that you can download and have all the angels around you and know what they are and who they are and what to use or which one to use when you need it. Does that help?
Wonderful. Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And you were right on about those things, because that's exactly what my gift is to help wake up people's higher self. So I'm trying to inspire others to wake up.
Beautiful. Wonderful, Diane. Thank you.
A great Thanksgiving.
You too. You too, Diane. Blessings. Okay, I'm just going to keep going here. Area code 902. You're live.
Hello, hello. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you're you, welcome. You. What is your name?
I love the angel. I just want to say my name first.
Okay.
Carmen. Can you give me my tree?
All right. So one of your angels is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, who's the angel of happiness.
E-I-L-E-E-N. Can you repeat
Eileen.
That?
Eileen.
The angel of happiness.
Can you give me again the writing, because I usually speak French and I write when you say the name, please.
Okay. E-I-L-E-E-N.
E-I-L-L-E-N.
E-I-L-E-E-N.
Right.
E-E-N.
Okay.
Are we going to have to spell everyone? Can I just give you the name and then let somebody else listen to it and a replay or something and get the angel? Because we're trying to go through so many.
Okay.
And then your archangel is Michael. I think you can spell that. Guidance and protection.
Yeah.
And if you get the package, I can go through these again and spell them for you. I'd be happy to do that. And then also Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, the angel of inspiration.
Okay.
Okay, and your angels love you. They say you love them and they love you. They hear you talking to them, so I know you do.
And they don't answer.
They do. Okay, and do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. I have to phrase that correctly. I work with angel. I was giving some reading angel, but now I want to do my soul purpose, and I don't know what it is.
Okay, that's difficult for me, but what I did hear is just keep connecting with your angels. That's a part of your soul purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Carmen? It was Carmen, right?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, hopefully that was helpful, and thank you for being with us, Carmen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you're
it very
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay, here we go. Next caller, area code 250.
Hey, thank you
you're
for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is, it's Sherry.
Oh, hi, Sherry. Hi.
Hi.
I know you.
Big hug. Much love.
Oh,
okay.
You too.
Yes, I was. I, okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
All right. So you have Uriel, who's that archangel for spirituality and enlightenment and prosperity. And then you have Bettina. That's Bettina, who's the angel of creativity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she works with divine gifts for the arts, sciences, and business, a real creative angel. And then you have Joseph, who's the angel of joy. You have joy,
that's so perfect.
Creativity,
oh,
and prosperity, enlightenment.
I am not surprised.
I have goosebumps. Thank you. That's so beautiful. And my question is, what signs are they going to, will I know them by?
What signs is what you said?
Yeah.
What signs do they give you to let you know that they're there? They said it's in bird formations. Like sometimes you see like a hawk or some unusual bird formations is what they said. But also just the good feelings that they send you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you
That's
so
wonderful.
Much. That's so beautiful. Yes, thank you and lots of love, Carrie. And
lots of love to you too,
blessings
Sherry.
Of miracles. Yes.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay. Let's see. Area code 413. You are live. 413.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can't hear you. Hi, sweetie.
Oh, thank you. My name is Marjorie. Thank you so much. I got my pencil and paper ready.
She's ready.
Okay, Marjorie, here we go. You have Jacob, the angel of education. Now, are you in any field around education?
Well, I have 2 degrees in business, and I actually do feel like just through my simple Facebook page that I like to educate people, and all my posts are public,
well,
and they're
look
all
at that.
Spiritual oriented.
That's wonderful. I love it when people are really connected. So, Angel Jacob is the one that helped you get through school, and is still right there by your side. And also have Archangel Michael, guidance and protection, and then you have. Tarina is interesting. Tarina is the angel of attraction.
Okay.
She's also the angel that helps find soulmates, romance. So we'll have to check in with you later and see how Tarina is doing.
And how do you spell Tarina? How do you spell Tarina?
Oh, I'm sorry. T as in Tom, E-R-I-N-A.
And angel of attraction, soulmates, and I forgot the last thing you were saying.
And romance and bring support.
Wonderful.
Oh, great.
That's a good one, Marjorie.
How wonderful.
Okay.
My question was, I have 2 adult children. They're 22 and 26. And they know who I am. Okay. They know exactly who I am on a high soul level, but on a sort of like the our physical world level. They laugh at me. I mean, they're adorable. They see me as adorable, but they're not on the path, if you know what I'm saying. So I know not to worry about them.
Okay, I got the answer already. It came through. Wait. They're not old enough.
Oh.
Give them time. More experiences will come their way. They'll be fine. Good experiences. They'll be fine.
Okay, great. I was thinking of getting them an angel reading with you.
Good. Wonderful. Okay, let's do that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marjorie. Okay, blessings to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Sue, I'm going to give you a little break for a second.
Okay.
Let's talk about, we'll take some more callers. We'll take some from the webcast, but I want to highlight the consultation package that you've created. It is at straighttalkforthesoul.com in our marketplace. You will see Sue's beautiful smiling face. Click on her picture and you will see this offer. It's an angel guidance consultation package. And there are a lot of bonuses here. And then there's a 5-day bonus offer where some other items are only available for the next 5 days if you get the offer. The money magnet, that looks fun, Sue, right?
Yeah.
Four wins, stacking cash. I am a mighty money magnet. Do you want to describe describe some of these bonuses that you've provided here?
Sure, absolutely. Well, one of them is the angel guide that I was talking about before, where you can download the a few pages of the angel so you know who they are. And if you're more specific with your angel, it's like if you went to a doctor, you wouldn't go to a foot doctor if you had a problem with your teeth. You wouldn't go to a dentist if you had a
specialist.
Problem with, yeah, mm-hmm. So they specialize, right. And so addressing the one who specializes in what you need for some reason seems to make it work faster. Archangel Michael knows how to delegate well, but it's best to go right to the source that works most with it so that you have the angel guide. And then you also have something called angel first aid techniques. And some of the things that you've heard me say today, affirmations and things, those are part of the angel first aid techniques. And they're little remedies that the angels have given me. All my books are called Angel First Aid. Basically, what I do is Angel First Aid. Somebody needs me, I'm available. I make myself very available. Maybe I shouldn't say that on this. Everybody will. No, I am. Because I feel like people need to know when they want something, they want to know now. They don't want to wait 2 weeks for a session or something like that. So mm-hmm. I do. So you have your angel first aid techniques. And then there's an MP3 on spiritual excellence, how to get, how to just raise your vibrations and just find that excellence that you're looking for in your spiritual life. And as far as the consultation, that's going to be an amazing experience. You're not going to believe it. You're going to feel lighter, happier. You're going to have answers. It's just going to find some blocks and release them, depending on what it is you want and what it is you need. But that's the real bonus to everything.
Okay. And as I'm looking here,
I'm sorry, Carrie, I forgot about the fast cash.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And then mm-hmm. there's three fast cash remedies. One is called fast cash. One is called I am a mighty money magnet. And these mm-hmm. are the quick ways to bring in income. And so those are included as well.
Yes. Accelerating prosperity. Yeah, there's stacking cash. Yeah, so those are your bonuses for all of you. So how wonderful. So, Sue, thank you for that. And now I'm going to go back. I'd love to take some from the webcast. So here we go. All right. Sandra from Argentina would love to know who our angels are. Thank you so much. That was Sandra from Argentina.
Sure. One of her angels is Sarah. Sarah is the angel of harmony, works with peaceful and blessed interaction. Hold on. And then also Kevin, the angel of friendship. And the archangel is Michael, guidance and protection.
Beautiful. Okay. Sandra, I hope that you heard that. And okay, Angela from Kampala said, I'm at a crossroads. Is love in the angel's perspective something I can consider in the future? Well, first, who are her angels for Angela?
Sure. Rita is the angel of writing, and that's really interesting because I'm not sure if, you know, not having her on the phone, I can't ask her, but she definitely has writing in her future. And mm-hmm. Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, the angel of divine grace, and then her archangel for prosperity is the Uriel, and again, he's come up before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And her question was, she is at a crossroads, and is love something that she can consider in the future? That's her question.
Well, I heard yes. I heard mm-hmm. a big yes. And again, Tarina is the angel of attraction. But mm-hmm. it's also, you know, not specific enough, so I need to.
Okay.
Yeah. So we let her get the
okay.
package.
Okay, Angela. Yeah, I hope you heard that, Angela. And okay, let's see. There's so many here. Okay, where was the one I wanted to go? Okay, Odile is the name from France. Odile or Odile from France said, well, let's tell her angels first.
Sure. Okay, so she has Perry, who's the angel of music. That's interesting. P-E-R-R-I-E, angel of music. She must have musical talent or really like music because that's important. And then Joseph, the angel of joy. And mm-hmm. Archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And we're missing a money angel. So let me see who wants to raise their hand here. Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, is the angel of abundance.
Okay. And she was asking if her soulmate is on the horizon. I've been waiting for years, she said.
Well, they're saying you have a little longer wait, but not much longer. So I don't know what all that means, but
yes.
We can check in on that later.
And I'd love to hear back from you guys if you are listening and you heard these things. Sandra did write back from Argentina, said, thank you, ladies, lots of love. Okay. All right, let me go back to where I was. Okay, somebody's birthday was today. Here she is. Susan from Salt Lake City, her birthday. She's 58 today, she said. Who are her angels?
Sure. She has Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting, attracts wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. I love Evelyn. And she has Raphael, who's healing and compassion, and they tell me she's very compassionate. And, again, Joseph, that angel of joy.
Oh, good. Susan would like to know on today, her birthday, what her purpose is on this earth.
That's difficult. Mm-hmm. But but what they're saying is to bring love to all, and she does a really good job at it.
Aw, what a wonderful message on your birthday, Susan. Hope you heard that. Okay, Tina from Alberta. Who are her angels? Tina from Alberta.
Sure. She has Robert, who's the angel of balance, stability, equilibrium. And then here's another interesting angel. Solomon is the angel of security. He works with emotional security, safety, well-being. That's an interesting angel to have. I wonder what her career is or what she does. And Gabriel, messages and communication.
Okay, Tina,
it's fun
I hope
when
you
we
heard
can
that.
Interact
yeah.
with them and see how it works
I
with
know.
Their life. Yeah.
She did ask, do I focus on writing or getting a job?
Okay.
Tina.
Yes. Timothy, angel of good fortune. We'll start with that one, abundance and prosperity. And then Rachel, angel of inspiration. And Michael, guidance and protection.
Okay. There you go. Okay, next one, and then I'm going to go back to some callers.
Okay.
Mira from England. Who are Mira's angels?
Sure. Florence, who's the angel of compassion, kindness, understanding, and compassion. Also, Evelyn, the angel of manifesting, wealth, prosperity, personal growth. And Raphael, healing and compassion. Lots of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mira, I hope you heard that. She's asking about her adult son was diagnosed as chronically ill with a sinus condition. She said any help or reading on that situation? We need a miracle, she said.
Can she see if she'll buy the package and we can work on that.
Okay.
Usually things with sinuses actually start with stomach problems. So
okay.
I got some ideas. Let's put it that way. We'll see if we can create a miracle.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you heard that. Susan wrote back in and said, thank you so much. I really needed that. Made me cry. Love you all. Love you too, Susan. One more here. Mariana from Zurich. We have so many people from all over the world here.
Yeah,
today.
Wonderful.
Mariana. Who are her angels?
So this is interesting, too. She has Tara, T-A-R-A, the angel of love. Can't beat that.
Aww.
The angel
really?
For divine
yeah.
blessings, unconditional love, wonderful angel. And then also Serena, which I had said was the one we were talking to, she is mm-hmm. the top guardian angel, and she's the angel of nurturing, and she loves children, but also the inner child inside of us as well. And then Archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Wonderful. Okay, she didn't write a question, so she just wanted to know her angel. So, Mariana, there you go. Okay, how you doing, Sue?
Good, good.
Okay, awesome. So is it okay to take a few more live callers?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay,
we're
wonderful.
Having fun. Our
yes,
angels
we
are having fun. Yeah, we
are. I'm having a good time, too. Okay.
Good.
I'm going to go to area code 202. You are live. 202.
Hi, this is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Okay, ready to go. You have Blake, and that's a female Blake, who's the angel of comfort, works with blessings and peace of mind. Do you meditate or anything by any chance?
I do try to meditate, but I can't say that I'm the best meditator.
Okay. Well, talk to Blake. Let her help you. And good. Okay, and then you have... Wow. Corey, who's the angel of career development. How is your career?
I'm sort of like grappling with that right now.
Then that's why he's
in
the forefront. Yeah, yeah. He'll help you. He'll help you for sure.
Okay.
And Archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Okay, great.
And I feel like Corey is telling me that an opportunity you don't know about yet is opening up for you. Your miracle is coming.
Okay.
Well, yay,
that's what
Caroline.
I need to hear.
Good.
Was that
that's
your question?
What I need to hear today. Well, you know, that's going to just make me feel better on the inside today, and that's why I joined the call. But I'll likely just schedule an appointment, too.
Perfect.
Oh, beautiful.
Perfect. Love to talk
Well, thank you,
okay.
Caroline. I love your energy,
you.
By the way. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Blessings, Caroline. All righty. Let's see. I'm going to go to area code 413. You're live. 413. Are you with us? Okay. Maybe she took a break. Okay. Area code 650. You are
Hello.
Live now. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Kathy.
I didn't hear the name.
Her name is Kathy.
Oh, okay, Kathy. But your angel said they heard the name, so and they're also saying you're really important. I'm not sure what you do exactly, but they're telling me you're important, so here we go. You have Lucien, Lucien. Who's the angel of resources, opportunities for prosperity, wealth, and joy. Love that angel. And Archangel Michael is your archangel. And then you also have Evelyn, the angel of manifesting.
Wow. Okay. Well, I've been having trouble with the manifesting for the abundance for income and a partner. I've been very patient and
mm-hmm.
wanted to know if that was going to be sooner rather than later.
So your question is about abundance or love coming in? Is that what the question
is? Well, yeah. Well, abundance is many things, so I consider it not just the financial, but also, you know,
right.
love.
You know, again, it's your ability to receive. And if you can get the package, we can get more into your specific thing. But it just feels like we need to increase the energy for you to receive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thought that came to me from the angels is the word plenty. And anyone listening, plenty, plenty of time, plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
Just obsess on the word plenty. Because we
yes.
don't do that. We don't, when we grow up, we don't hear a lot of plenty. So
mm-hmm.
obsess on the word plenty. Sing it, write it, think
Your
it.
Your new obsession, Kathy. plenty, plenty, plenty.
I sing a song of plenty. I just do whatever, put it on your mirror, get that, and I can see that there was a change already in you. I saw things start to come to you faster. So, yeah, do the
Beautiful.
Plenty. Good.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Sue, it's so funny because one of my affirmations every morning is I give thanks that there's always plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of support, plenty of joy, plenty of creativity, plenty of, you know, and yeah, it's a beautiful affirmation to have, and you get you really swim in that sea of abundant energy. So I'm glad you brought that up. Beautiful. Okay, next caller, area code 818. You are live.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
How you doing? My name is Cheryl Haig, Shirl Haig.
Cheryl, okay.
Okay. Well, you have that angel Solomon, the angel of security and well-being, emotional security. And then, are you into sports at all?
No, I'm almost 70, so.
What were you? Were you before?
No, I was working as a waiter for years, so I did a lot of physical work.
Okay, so.
And not sports.
Okay, well, it can be sports, but it can also be achievement, and it says Patrick is the angel of achievement. So Patrick is the angel. And for anyone listening, maybe there is somebody who's into sports. Patrick is your angel to call on. And then you also have Katrina, who's the angel of prosperity. And Archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
I knew Gabriel was because she'd been with another psychic that told me that Archangel Gabriel was with me all the time. So
They were right. And the other, you're getting a message, though, from your angels. You worked hard. You cared about the people you waited on. And you were just a wonderful human being. Wow. Write that one down.
Uh-huh.
I hope you had a pencil.
I got a good memory.
Good. Wonderful.
Okay, Cheryl. Did you have a specific question, Cheryl?
Yeah, I just had an operation, and I had a hernia from work, and I'm wondering about what kind of work, because I don't think I'm going to be able to do a lot of work in my field, which is cashiering and, with people.
You know, it's hard for me to come up with just off the cuff, because I have to ask you what your talents are and get into it a little bit, but...
Uh-huh.
It'll happen. Right now, you're thinking you're not going to come up with it. They'll help. Your miracle is coming, they said.
Okay.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
have a
Cheryl.
Great day.
You too.
All right.
All right. Take care, Cheryl. Okay, let me go to one. I'm going to go right here. Area code 951. Whoops, let me unmute you.
God, it's me. Oh, my God. It's Guyana. I'm sure I have the army of angels there, but Katie, hi, my love.
Hi, beautiful. Okay, her name is Guyana. So who are her angels?
Okay, so she has, she has lots of angels, but we got to pick the top three. You're an angel in your own right, I hear.
Yes,
you
is.
Have a lot of them.
Yep.
Okay, so you have Eileen, the angel of happiness. We've talked about her, E-I-L.
Surprise.
And then you have, oh, goodness, Jeremiah, angel of financial prosperity, security. That's wonderful. I tell everybody, kind of pull on his robes, visualize him, pull on his robes and say, come on, Jeremiah, let's go. Let's see. Let's get that financial prosperity coming in. And also Raphael, healing and compassion.
Oh, that's so you. Aww.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, oh my goodness.
Do you have a specific
question,
sweetie? Yeah, go ahead.
I am, you know. I have recently, very unexpectedly, met a new person. Well, I knew the person, but he kind of showed himself in a very soulmate capacity.
So I was just wondering what the angels have to say about that. So,
okay.
I'm having trouble here. Yes.
She said she's had someone come into her life in a potential soulmate capacity. So any feedback on that?
Go for it. They just said go for it.
All right. Thank you, Angel.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
You're
okay,
lucky.
Guyana.
They said you're lucky. Good.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Katie.
Updated. Oh, of course, sweetie. All right. Lots of
love
to you, Diana.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye, sweetie. Yeah, go for it, right?
Sometimes we come up with such fun things, you know. It's
yes.
Simple, easy, but it works.
Yes. Okay. I just want to read Marjorie that you took the question from the webcast. Said, thank you so much for taking the call. Love, 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 Joseph, the angel of education. Anyway, she... Tarina is perfect, she said. So lots of feedback here, and I feel that perhaps I don't want to you've done so much already, Sue. So,
oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Are you?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Let me go to, all right, area code 303. You are live. 303 from Denver.
Me?
Yes. Hi. That's you.
Oh. On and yes, I'm wondering who my angels are.
What is your name?
Dawn.
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 D-A-W-N.
Yes.
Dawn. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you have Florence, who's the angel of compassion. And then you have, this is interesting. You have Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, who's the angel of strength. And they said there's a lot of strength in your character. You have endurance. That's very interesting. He doesn't come up very often.
Not very often.
So you have Barry, and then your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection.
Wonderful. Yay, Dawn. Dawn, do you have a question, a specific question?
I do not.
Okay. Just wanted your angels.
So yes.
You're welcome, Dawn. Okay. Let me go to area code 707. You are live.
Hello. This is me.
Hi. It is you.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. What an honor. I would love to hear what the angels say about moving to Mount Shasta next month to heal some poverty wounds that I'm dealing with.
What's your name, sweetie?
Erica.
Erica, okay.
Okay, Erica, you have Timothy, the angel of good fortune, who's going to help in that move, and Joseph, the angel of joy, and they tell me you're a joy to the people who know you. And your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. This move is like a journey for you. Pardon?
Oh, I just was acknowledging that.
Okay. It's going to turn out so much better than you anticipate. I think that's what you needed to hear.
I really did. This means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
I'm tearing up.
Yeah, I had chills for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. Best wishes with the move.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm going to take a couple more from the webcast if you're still up for it.
Sure.
Because there's
sure.
so mm-hmm. many people that wrote in. Okay. Linda from Niagara Falls. Linda.
Linda, all right. The angels just said such a sweet soul. Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
All right. She has Peter, who's the angel of good health, so it's interesting. It would be interesting to know if she's in the health field in any way. And Rachel, angel of inspiration. And archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. He comes up a lot.
Wonderful. Okay, so Linda, there you go. Melanie from California. Melanie.
Okay, Melanie has Lorena, angel of divine grace, and Katrina, angel of prosperity, and archangel is Uriel. Ooh, you've got two prosperity angels. Yay. Keep smiling. That's great. So that's unusual, but good. So you're
well, and her, yeah, her question was, how do I get a new job and wealth? I am open.
Well, look
okay,
at
well,
that. You you have everything
there.
Going for you. You have tremendous support. So, mm-hmm. yeah, and if you want to, you know, get the package and we can talk more about specifics, but it just feels, I feel good energy around you, not like, you know, it feels like you're not happy right now with the way things are going, but that's going to change quickly, I hear.
Okay. Irene from Ontario.
All right, Irene. Gosh, she has Theodore, Angel of Kindness. If I take a break, you know, every once in a while it takes me a minute. It's because I'm mm-hmm. waiting for them to tell me. Mm-hmm. But she has Theodore, Angel of Kindness, and Susan, Angel of Travel. She hasn't come up. That's an angel that helps you when you travel and promotes, you know, takes exploration and things like that. Archangel is Raphael, Healing and Compassion.
Okay. And Irene said, how or who can heal my physical heart?
Physical heart? Well, Peter is the angel of good health, but I think she needs more than that. Esther is the angel of energy. Let Esther do it. And if you do the package, I can give you lots of hints and you know, the one thing is, Carrie, I'm just a wealth of information. And, you know,
I love
have information about everything. So
yes.
It's hard to get it all in an hour, but, you know,
yeah.
Tap into that. It's there for you.
Okay. All right. I'll do one more. Vicki from Mesa.
Okay, Vicki. And they said about her sharp lady. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So she must be very sharp, very classy is what I get on that one. All right. So angels are Mira. This is Mirra, who's the angel of the healing arts. And they said that there's a lot of healing energy within her. Eileen, the angel of happiness. And Archangel is Uriel. Spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So that's your money angel.
Oh, good. All right, Vicki, there you go. Melanie just wrote back in and said, love you. Thank you so much. I'm feeling uplifted just by listening to you both. Bless you and love.
Oh,
blessings to you too, Melanie. Marjorie asked a good question. Marjorie from Massachusetts. I'm not sure if that was one we spoke to on the phone or not, but she said, are some angels temporary for a life project that is of the moment, but can still be called on always? Yes.
Okay. So the three angels that are with you from birth are there for your life's purpose. Otherwise, you can call on any of these angels because when you're a baby, you don't need a career angel, you know. So any you can call on any of them anytime. They don't have emotional feelings, like no one gets jealous. They don't get you know, you can, if you want to take 10 of them, call on 10 of them. But using their specifics, learning who mm-hmm. they really are and what their specialties are, definitely helps. So
yeah,
does that answer that question?
It does. It does.
Okay.
And I want to remind people that one of the bonuses in the package is the Angel Guide, which is the list of the angel specialists. That you can print out, that way you can call on special support if you need specific. It amazes me, Sue, how you have all the names for all of these different angels. And
do you want to know how that happened?
Yes,
so,
I do.
So people would call me up and say, like, I'm taking a trip, I'm leaving my kids with a nanny or babysitter, but what angel can watch over them? And then I would ask Archangel Michael, and he'd say, Diane. Diane is the angel of childcare. And then someone would call and say, I need some fast cash. But who's the angel to talk to? And I have to admit, I've gotten calls, I'm going to the casino. What angel do I take with me? You know?
How funny.
And by the way, that's Timothy for anyone listening. And so I would just start asking, and then eventually I had like 120 angels identified, and that's
wow.
that's why I set up that angel guide. And, of course, any book, any of my books has the angel guide in the back, the Glossary of Angels. But I also set up that angel guide that they can download. They can keep it in their car. They can keep it in their office. You know, wherever they are. And I just think that's a handy little thing to have.
And the first angel first aid techniques, the PDF that's a bonus, does that have some of the affirmations that you shared on the show today?
Actually, I wrote that before these affirmations. So there'll be other ones. There'll be other affirmations, but not the specific ones I said today.
Yeah, let's say as we're going to start wrapping up, but the affirmation that you did for raising one's vibration, it was angels make, what was it?
No. Let me go back. you're mixing two up. Okay. So angels raise my vibrations, plural, an octave. Angels raise my vibrations an octave. And you say it no more than twice a day. You can say it twice a day, but no more than twice a day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones to make something happen faster, bring the miracles to you and something happen faster, is angels make the molecules move faster to bring me, and then whatever it is you're asking, in a very short definition. They'll know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Very short definition. There's one other one that I wanted to say that I didn't. There was someone who I believe was having trouble with their son and the sinuses, that one.
Right.
So if there's a situation you don't think can be remedied and you've tried everything you can think of, then the affirmation is angels bring blessings to the situation with, and then you say what it is. Angels bring blessings to the situation with my son healing quickly. Or bring blessings to the situation. I'm laughing because they're saying somebody needs to hear that my daughter breaks up with that boyfriend. I don't know who that
funny.
Is. But somebody wants to get rid of the guy.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so I'm glancing at the money magnet bonus, and it says Tyler is the angel of abundance, and he's the one who advocates repeating that powerful affirmation that we said earlier, I am a money magnet.
Can I interject here a minute? Okay.
Yes.
And say it with passion. I make a fist and I say, I am a mighty money magnet. Because if you're a forceful magnet, you're going to bring in more money quickly. There you go.
And you're going to have plenty of it.
Plenty. Wonderful. We're a good team.
Yes. And you said state it with deliberate enthusiasm, like you just mentioned, and also to reach out, like put your hands out, right? And and then catch the cash that will spark financial growth and monetary independence. I used to do that, Sue, every morning when I would call in abundance and I would, you know, turn around in a circle with my arms out, you know, opening to receive and then extending it back out. So there was this constant flow, you know, of money coming in and sharing and out. And it's very powerful, all of these things. So thank you for including all of that. And Sue, I have had so much fun with you. This has been a wonderful show.
Can I give you an angel message that came through for you? They said, Carrie is a wonderful woman with lots of insight. That's from them to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for having so much energy and inspiration to take all of these calls and provide such inspiration to so many people, Sue. You're wonderful. So,
thank you.
And thank you for what you do. Yeah, what you do is just a blessing to the world. So I hope that you receive all those blessings in return, you know, multiplied.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And so, everybody, that is it. We have reached the end of our time with Sue. And I hope that if today's show inspired you, that you can you can get the package and you can work with her privately and have some fun with that. So thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I'm sending so much love from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, offer it to those you encounter today, tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And I look forward to seeing all of you in this playground of light. Next time, everybody. Bye-bye.